The majority part of that talk will be undertaken by Marilyn Hawes, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Enough Abuse UK. And what she does is show us the way in which children can be abused. And she'll take us through that grooming process and basically sort of introduce the audience to the kind of things that you should be looking out for and how easy it is to miss these things, and then what to do once you recognize that grooming's taking place.
Is it easy to miss things, do you think?
I should imagine it's very easy to miss things because from what I do know from the work that Marilyn has done is that what can be potentially seen, particularly within a family context, as being just sort of, kind and loving and what have you, is actually building up to something much more worse than that.
And so, how do you think this will help the people attending your conference?
I think it'll help enormously in terms of what they can recognise within the range of things that they do. I mean, coming to the talk already, I know, looking at the list, we've got social workers, we've got teachers, we've got early years practitioners, we've got council workers, we've got a whole range of people, the police themselves. So they're all very clearly interested in learning more about what they can do.
And what impact is this having, children that are being groomed and are being abused, on them?
Well, the long-term consequences are enormous. We know that there is significant increase in the risk factors towards a whole series of problems such as self-harming, eating disorders, serious mental health problems are all hugely increased by the appearance of child abuse.
We seem to hear an awful lot about it now, and I guess a lot of these cases are historical. Do you think it's it because we're talking about it, there are fewer cases now than there were in the old days, or is it still going on?
I'm certain it's still going on. I don't have access to the figures. I think probably if one thing positive has come out of the likes of Savile, Glitter and Rolf Harris is that people are perhaps a little more willing to talk about these things and think it isn't just me type of thing, which is important. But what we're still not tackling is, that pre-abuse, that grooming stage. And if we can get to that, then we may be more likely to reduce the appearance of abuse in the first place.
And you mentioned 60% of cases taking place within the family. That's quite a worrying statistic. That seems like an awful lot.
No, and it's absolutely true. This is what the evidence suggests. A child is more likely to be abused by a family member or a friend of the family who's perhaps taken the child in for one reason or another. But anyway, that's where a lot of the abuse may occur.
And very difficult to challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, only last week I attended a talk on eating disorders where the poor young lady had had a whole, her life had been changed utterly by being abused as a child by a friend of the family. She told her family, they didn't believe her. And what ensued was several attempts on her own life, significant eating disorders in and out of psychiatric hospitals. She simply wasn't believed.